USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Saudi Arabia's crown prince has told President Trump the kingdom is willing to respond to the latest attacks by Yemeni rebels on its oil facilities. The Iran-backed Houthi group has used drones to attack the heart of Saudi Arabia's oil industry. Saudi analyst Robert McNally says one of the places attacked was vital.
Not only does it control about 5% of global supply, but more importantly, it controls most of what we call spare production capacity, that ability to bring on extra oil if there's a disruption.
Saudi Arabia is now announcing what it calls a temporary halt in the facility's oil production after the attack. Tropical storm Umberto is now bringing tons of rain to the Bahamas, which was just hit by Hurricane Dorian only 2 weeks ago. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
The son of Osama bin Laden has been killed. John Clemens reports.
President Trump issued the statement that Hamza bin Laden, the son of 9/11 mastermind Osama bin Laden, had been killed. The high-ranking member of Al-Qaeda was killed during a counterterrorism operation in the Afghanistan-Pakistan region. The statement from the White House continued that the loss of Hamza bin Laden not only deprives Al-Qaeda of important leadership skills, but a symbolic connection to his father. The confirmation by the White House comes 3 days after the 18th anniversary of the terror attacks on America on 9/11.
Actress Felicity Huffman became the first person to be sentenced in the college admission scandal in Boston. She received a sentence of 14 days in jail, a $30,000 fine, 250 hours of community service, and a year's probation. 15 parents, including Huffman, have pleaded guilty. 9 others are fighting the charges. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Justice Department says United Parcel Service, Inc. must now pay $8.4 million to settle allegations that the company was overcharging the federal government for package deliveries. USA's John Hunt reports.
The Justice Department alleges UPS failed to abide by terms of its contract with the General Services Administration and overcharged the government for services from 2007 through 2014. The government says its contract required UPS to provide the same lower prices offered to other customers. Assistant Attorney General Jody Hunt said the settlement shows the government will hold accountable any contractor who tries to overcharge the federal government. The settlement resolves the allegations, but there was no determination of liability or guilt. UPS said the allegation stemmed from good faith differences regarding contract interpretation, and it's now pleased the matter is resolved.
The Trump administration has begun enforcing a tough new asylum policy that was affirmed by the Supreme Court on Wednesday. The new policy effectively denies asylum to all non-Mexican migrants who arrive at the southern U.S. border. A spokeswoman for Homeland Security says the policy will be retroactive to July 16th. The Trump administration initially announced the rule. Under the new rules, asylum will be denied to anyone arriving at the U.S.-Mexico border who did not seek asylum in the country or countries they passed through first. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.